Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I want to know what love is. I want you to show me. I want to feel what love is. I know you can show me.
Lou Gramm and Foreigner. 1984, from the album Agent Provocateur. Because today is Valentine's Day, and your artist of the day is Cheesy Love Songs. Oh, we dug deep in the vault.
Very deep.
We dug very deep. Hey, you got Festivus Friday coming your way this afternoon at 5 o'clock. It is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. It is Friday afternoon. It may be chilly, but we will still grieve. We will still grieve.
Oh, we're grieving.
And a week from today, we're going to be in your neck of the woods at Bogey's.
Windy City.
Thank you. Windy City Pub at 133rd and State Line. We'll be there from 2 to 6 next Friday afternoon, a week from today. And it would be an honor and a privilege to spend Friday afternoon with you.
Did you see, you didn't, Twitterless Parks on Twitter last night, Patrick Mahomes tweeted about the weather, and then his girlfriend chimed in and said, I love the hell out of you, KC, but get me out of here.
Yeah.
I thought that was very funny. And he was, even he was like, I can't feel my face. I went out to my car. The sun was shining. I can't feel my face.
Yeah, he said, I was getting ready to go outside, and it was sunny, so I had a big old smile on my face, and I get out there, and the wind hit me so hard, my face froze.
I think we're coming out of this, though, a little bit, aren't we, Dan? Please say yes.
Now, you know, this cold weather like this, it builds character.
No, it just makes me crazy.
Yeah, like the scar on my face?
It makes
I'd give the scar back.
If I wanted to be stronger, I'd live in Minnesota or Wisconsin. Yep.
What doesn't kill you?
No.
It only got down to, what, one last night? That's not bad.
That's one.
Dude, I swear to God, and I'm being serious when I say this, I don't think my furnace shut off for more than 5 minutes last night.
It was a cold night.
And you live in an older house like I do. My house was built in 1947. I don't think they had insulation back then. I don't think they did.
Yeah.
And so...
Bunch of newspapers in the wall.
And yeah, right. And the windows are really old and drafty. I think my house literally is, if you use like a thermal camera on my house, you would just see nothing but heat just emanating from it.
Yeah.
Because it does not hold heat. My furnace was on all night.
I would not put that in the description when you sell it.
Probably not going to.
Emanates
heat.
Very drafty house for sale.
Do you like the cold? Boy, do I have a deal for you.
Hot in the summer, cold in the winter.
I'm just going to say, close to the plaza, close to downtown, and drafty.
Great indoor-outdoor living.
Bring a sweater. I had friends without power yesterday. Like, for some reason...
5,500 people.
Yeah, on one side of our neighborhood, they were all out. I wasn't out, but they were all out. I'm like,
what do you do, man?
Is rough.
But, you know, we've been through this before, and this was, I mean, this is barely a blip in the cold weather. We've had months where it was like 20 degrees for a high.
This is breaking the social contract that I keep with Mother Nature, that I can be here as long as by mid-February it's done. You got to be... I have to see some light at the end of this tunnel. I booked a flight on the air yesterday. Ask Scott.
Yeah.
I did.
You're leaving us again?
Yeah.
You can see light at the end of the tunnel. It's mid-February.
I feel like it's more like April.
We are a month away from spring starting. Dude,
there's windows right behind you with plenty of light.
My mom is taking everybody to Jamaica in June for my 49th birthday, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait that long. I told Kelly, book a trip to Cancun in March.
Yeah.
And I love Kansas City. I don't want to live anywhere else while I'm working. I've got to get out of here.
I know.
I'm not kidding.
I know.
I am not kidding.
I've been in a bad mood for like 3 weeks. You know that.
I know.
Where were you guys the last like decade? This is the mildest winter that we have
had. Sam, as you get older, your fuse gets shorter. I'm telling you, there is something about hitting about age 40. I'm like, get me out of here.
Start to ache.
Well, but and Dana can attest to this.
You get chilled.
Stop talking when I'm in the middle of a sentence, Dan.
Sorry.
I didn't mean to go all grandpa.
Wow.
You shut up. You're in timeout.
Okay,
you're
boomer.
In timeout.
It makes me agitated.
Where did I used to go every January?
You used to go to Mexico every January.
And I haven't done that in the last few years.
You have not.
And so finally, I just told Kelly, I said, we've got to get out of here. Because I have not been going to Cancun like I normally do in January. And this is the third year in a row. And I said, I'm out. I've got to get out of here.
So we have not heard from Rebecca Crockett. She is somewhere tropical on a boat, and she sent some photos. The cabin looks beautiful. To our knowledge,
here, give me your phone number.
She has not contracted coronavirus. She doesn't have Wi-Fi on the boat.
What?
She doesn't have Wi-Fi.
She did not buy the Wi-Fi package.
She did not buy the Wi-Fi package.
She did not want us bothering her, basically.
It's nice to unplug every now and then.
It is. And I just sent Dan and Sam this story, because when Chris sent it to me, I thought, oh, no, it's a press release from Jackson County's health department, and the subject line said coronavirus. And I thought, here we go. Here we go. So I'm clicking through it. I'm like, okay, okay, okay. They sent a release to tell everyone that we don't have any cases of coronavirus here.
Thanks.
Just FYI, nothing that's happening.
That's a PR person that needs something to do on a Friday. I don't know who's running PR over there. Hey, media. I'm like, oh my gosh, here it is. We all click on it.
Yeah.
Just want to let you know that there is no coronavirus in Jackson County, but please still wash your hands.
Thank you.
Thank you for that, Jackson County.
And I guarantee you that person makes $75,000 a year.
I mean, it's like five paragraphs.
Five paragraphs on something that's not here?
Yep. Look busy. Look busy. We're sending out a release.
But they're on it. They're on top of it.
On top of what?
Dan, well, they're watching.
Wait, Dan and Dana, I'm going to do an impersonation.
Yeah.
Who am I? You ready?
Yeah.
Dana Wright?
No. No.
Good guess.
You're in timeout. Dan, who am I?
Me when I leave my mic open?
That's going to be the PR person for the Jackson County Health Department
today.
Yes,
that is the PR person for the Jackson County Health Department.
Avoid close contact with people who are sick.
Okay, thanks.
Avoid touching your eyes with unwashed hands.
Mm-hmm. Good advice.
Stay home when you are sick.
Yeah.
I knew you weren't supposed to touch your mouth and your nose. Why your eyes?
Because that's the number one portal.
Really?
Yeah.
You can get sick by touching your eyes.
I think it's the number one portal.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
One of the main symptoms of the coronavirus is conjunctivitis, which is pink eye, essentially.
Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds.
One of the main symptoms of getting kicked off the show is talking while you're in timeout.
And here is the last one, and I will give this to Dan. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects and surfaces using a regular household cleaning spray or wipe. People made fun of Dan yesterday because he brought in lemon Lysol.
Wait, someone was making fun of me?
Yes. And I said to Scott on the way out, what did I say to you?
Oh, it was Scott.
What did I say to you, Scott, on the way out last night?
Maybe the Lysol's not such a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know what? We're all sharing keyboards. We're all sharing microphones.
No, I didn't spray anything in y'all's studio, so y'all can sit there in your Petri dish.
Have you noticed we've all passed it around? And I'm not saying that we necessarily all got it here, but it started with you.
It might have, yeah. It's been 3 weeks, off and on. 3 weeks, just bam, 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 keep getting something.
Mm.
It's ridiculous.
So thank you for the Lysol.
Oh, you're very welcome.
You know, Lysol kills HIV.
Yeah. What?
In a Petri dish, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
Well, it'll kill all kinds of things on a surface.
It'll kill you.
It doesn't do anything.
I was going to say, if you drink it might kill HIV.
If you have it in your body. Mm-hmm. But if it's on the surface, on the tabletop or something, it'll kill it.
Just so you know, we haven't gotten a release from the Johnson County Health Department, slackers.
So you're saying that coronavirus is in Johnson County?
We're good. No, do not even remotely joke about that. Jackson County, we're good.
But Johnson County, we're not sure.
think they just have work to do over there.
By the way, what's the new name for this thing? Civdiv?
Yeah, 19? Not even close.
COVID.
COVID-19. Mm-hmm.
Why did they change the name? Why can't we just call
it? Well, they didn't change the name. They came up with a name.
Well, why did they come up with a name? Why can't we just keep calling it coronavirus?
Well, because there are multiple coronaviruses.
It's Vi-Rai.
There are multiple. And so
I would
this
think
one,
somebody as intelligent as you would know the difference.
This
it's
one.
It's Vi-Rai.
This one is like the 19th strain. So it's COVID-19.
Okay. And if there are 19 different strains, they're called?
Viruses?
No.
Vi-Rai. Aha. Uh-huh.
Thank you.
I expect in your next newscast, you will refer to it by its proper name, Vi-Rai.
Yeah, that's not happening.
But I don't care what they say. I'm in love with you. They try to pull me away, but they don't know the truth. My heart's crippled by the pain that I keep on closing.
I got Festus Friday coming your way. Right after the 5 o'clock news, that's brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Before we move on, let me just be very clear. A lot of the goofing around on this show that sometimes, I don't know if it comes across as grouchy or tense, it's all a joke. We're all really, really good friends. Because I just responded to one person, I just said, how so? 0614 said, I'm a grouchy, hateful bitch. Who am I? Hint, Scott Parks. I'm like, we're just goofing on each other. That's what friends do.
Everyone else is in a bad mood, too, because it's cold.
I personally was incredibly offended.
Well, go to timeout, then. And think about it.
I will. Making my way to the corner now.
Think about it when you're over there.
Yeah, think about it when you're in that corner, with sitting on your hands. Story here. There are bad first dates, then there are really bad first dates. And a man pleaded guilty this week for committing a crime during what may be considered the worst first date ever. It all started on December 5th, 2016, when a woman picked up Christopher Castillo at his parents' home in Rhode Island.
There's your first one.
I was going to say it, but I didn't.
The two had never met face-to-face before that day. They had met on an online dating app. The pickup turned into a getaway after Castillo asked her to stop at a bank during their drive. She waited in the car as he went into the building. He came out running, sweating, wearing sunglasses.
I'm just going to be a minute. Time me.
Go. He was wearing sunglasses. He was also carrying a gun and $1,000 in cash.
Not suspicious at all.
She said she panicked. And away they went. She drove until she saw police cars behind her with the lights flashing. That's when she pulled over and walked away from her vehicle. Mm-hmm. Castillo, however, stayed in his seat and fought with the police. More than 3 years later, Castillo has pleaded guilty in Bristol County Court for the robbery of the bank and 2 additional years for fighting with police. He was sentenced to 5 years in prison total. The woman had faced charges.
She had faced charges.
But they were dropped.
But because I think she said, I legitimately did not know when I, you know, swiped right or whatever, that the date was going to include committing multiple felonies.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
But she did drive away when he said go.
Well, but what?
He had a gun and money.
Yeah. She did not know him from Adam. Had just picked him up at mom and dad's house. He gets in the car now with a gun and $1,000 and says go.
Mm-hmm.
You have two choices. You bail out of the car and hope to God he doesn't shoot you, or you press the gas.
I would press the gas.
I'd bail out of the car.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd probably bail out too.
You know, they
trust
say,
my speed.
You know, they say when you're with somebody like that, don't let them take you in a car.
576-7798. Let's not go with this story. Let's go with this.
You can top that first date.
Yeah. That's where I want. That's where I want to go. I want to hear your worst date story. What's the worst date, or dare I say, lack of a date? Maybe you got stood up. What's your worst date story? And if you have one, what's your go-to to get out of it? Is it the old text 77 to somebody who calls you and says, oh, we need you home. Mm-hmm. The kids are...
sorry, I'm on my way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, can you take me home? There's problems at house.
Is it, I'm not down with bank robberies. I'm going to have to exit now.
Right. I would love to hear your worst date story. All we ask is that it's 100% true. Don't make it up.
And you get extra points if it does involve someone going to prison.
Or a bank robbery. 576-7798. 576-7798. Don't forget, we have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. Right after the 5 o'clock news. It's brought to you by Michelob Ultra.
And
happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
My darling, you.
Somebody who's not having a happy Valentine's Day is Michael Avenatti. Stormy Daniels' former attorney, who has just been found guilty on all three counts in the case involving Nike. He was accused of threatening Nike and saying that they
like
were
like he extorted them or something, didn't he?
It was extortion, yeah. But he accused him of paying amateur basketball players unless the company paid him millions of dollars to shut up. The government said Avenatti betrayed his client, a youth basketball coach who made the allegations against Nike by advocating for money for himself instead of the client. As the verdict was read, Avenatti looked down at his table. He then told his lawyers, great job, you guys.
For real?
Yeah. And made the sign of a cross.
Okay.
A
little sarcasm.
Let's go to, is this my friend Barb? Hey, Barb.
Hi, sweetie.
Hey.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Hey, same to you.
Today's my anniversary, 30 years.
Aww. Happy anniversary.
Yeah, we've been married 30 years, bless his heart.
Oh, he passed?
Yeah, he was 51 when he passed. He had a massive heart attack.
Oh, damn, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, me too. He was a good guy, Scott, really good guy. You know, yes, the other day when you were talking about graves and stuff on his grave. He loved to ride. We rode motorcycles all over the country on touring bikes. So I put a motorcycle on his grave, and then on the bottom I said, only the good die young.
Mm. God bless him, Barb. God bless him.
Yeah. Well, listen, I want to ask you a question real quick before you say anything. Are you going to stay on the radio till you're 55, or are you going to leave before that?
It's a very specific question, Barb.
Well, I'm not going to listen to the radio if you leave because I don't want to listen to you because I'd miss you. I miss you guys.
Barb, I understand, but I'm 48. Why would I leave the radio when I'm 55?
Well, you always said that you wanted to go while you had plenty of ump in you, so I thought maybe you wanted to leave while you could enjoy.
Well, I'll determine when I think Dana and I don't have any oomph left in us, and then we're going to quit. But it'll be a mutual decision between the two of us.
Oh, that's good.
Nobody's sticking around without the other.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I'm glad. And you remember we talked about that.
Wait, hang on, Barb.
Sure, yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, hell.
Barb, what was your worst date?
Well, the worst date I ever had was we were out for dinner, and then he didn't want to have no hanky-panky.
Excuse me?
He didn't want to have no hanky-panky. You know what I mean.
You mean sex?
Yeah. So it just ruined the whole night.
Was it a first date?
Oh, no, this is not the first date, but, you know, I was rather, I like to make love. I think it's a great thing.
Happy Valentine's Day, Barb.
Okay.
Was this your husband or some other dude?
No, it was my husband.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. No, nothing. He had a headache, so you know how that goes.
Sure, he had a headache.
Yeah. But it's an. So, what did you do for Kelly for Valentine's Day?
Well, I got her some flowers.
Good.
Got her some Sherry's berries.
Oh, good. I figured that's what she's going to get her.
Yeah.
All right, I love you guys.
Well, hang on, Barb. I'm not done. And then we're gonna have a little hanky panky on Sunday and go to dinner at Anthony's.
Well, there you go.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah, just be safe. That's all I say.
Well, Barb, you have a happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, I'm okay. I'm at Walmart doing my thing. That's my big deal.
I love you, kid.
I love you, too.
Hey, is that a smoker's cough you got there?
No, I have pneumonia. I've had pneumonia like 12 times.
Oh, my.
When I was younger, when I lived in Chicago, I was born in Illinois, and I had pneumonia, and my lungs are not the best, but I've never smoked, but I have been around secondhand smoke, and that probably didn't help anything,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
No, I never smoke or did drugs, or I did like to have wine, though. I love my wine.
Yeah.
Amen.
But that's all, but anything else is, you know, I try to stay above board.
Well, Barb, you be good, and I just want to wish you a happy Valentine's Day. And if I didn't have a girl in my life, I would ask you to be my Valentine.
You couldn't handle it, honey.
She's got more oomph.
Wow,
Barbara in Liberty. Hello, Barbara.
Hello. So. I went on a first date, a blind date that a friend set me up with. We were supposed to go meet other friends. Instead, he drives to this bar out in the middle of nowhere. And so I'm like, you know, we're going to leave and go meet my friends. So he just kept telling me about a family history of mental illness and all kinds of stuff. And so I discreetly went over to the bartender, asked him to call me a cab. And $45 later, I was back home. Well, he came knocking on my door a week later, and it was before cell phones, because this was about 20 years ago, and we'd go down to the gas station, call my house, then come back and bang on my door. And finally, he left. He kept leaving me messages that I had promised a second date to him. And obviously, I hadn't, since I snuck out of the first. And so about a month later, I got served with papers that I was being sued for breaking a verbal contract for his date.
Okay, so he sued you for breaking a verbal contract. Did you end up having to go to court?
Yeah, I ended up having to go to small claims court. I had a good friend of mine that was an attorney. He came, the judge basically laughed at him. I countersued him for the money that it cost me to take off of work.
Yeah.
I ended up winning, never collected the money, but yeah, tried to sue me, and the judge said this must have been one heck of a date because he sued me for $285.
And did you say anything to him when you saw him in court again for the second time?
Yeah, I told him he was ridiculous and he needed to get a life and maybe check out the mental facilities where his family was.
I didn't even know, Barb, you could sue someone for not going out on a second date, or really everyone who's ever dated online would be suing one another. Because
in small claims court, you can sue anybody for
anything. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but my point is, so few people end up going out on a second date, and even fewer than that statistically go out on a third date when you meet online specifically. I cannot imagine the courts would be flooded if everyone sued for that.
And, you know, usually statistically, most of the people that go out on those first dates have all their mental capacities.
Barbara, how did you meet this guy, and did you know before you went on the date that he was a little cuckoo?
No, actually, I didn't. It was a friend of mine from work, I say friend, an acquaintance, and he worked with her boyfriend, and she was amazed, and evidently he quit his job shortly after that, so I must have been the straw that broke the camel's back. I don't know, but
So was this a blind date?
It was.
Okay.
It was a setup, and we were supposed to go meet friends at a comedy club. I was stupid enough. I was young. I was in my 20s to give him my home address to just come and pick me up.
Mm.
And so that was a big mistake.
Now, did he ever do anything to your home since he obviously had your address?
No, you know what? After I was served the papers and we went to court, I never heard from him again. It was just that Saturday after our first date, for probably well over an hour, he'd bang on my door, go down to the gas station across the street, call me, come back, bang on the door, go down and call me, come back. And I mean, it was just unflipping believable.
Yeah, that's scary.
Did you have a gun? God forbid you had to use it?
No, you know what? Because again, I was young and naive. Mm-hmm. This was back in the 90s where you didn't really, you know, you didn't think somebody was going to come and kill you. At least I didn't. I still had that idealistic mind that everybody was good and it was all roses and flowers, you know? Mm. So.
All right. Well,
yeah, well, I did, though.
Barbara, happy Valentine's Day.
Thanks, you too.
Okay, you be good. Let's go to Bill in North Kansas City. Hello, Bill.
How are you doing?
Hi.
Well, I'll tell you about my first date. I was 16 years old, just got my driver's license, saved up enough money to buy a Corsage, and take this young lady to Casconi's restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a really nice evening. We had a good time. But I was driving my parents' about four-week-old Galaxy 500. 4 weeks old.
Ooh.
And I dropped her off the front porch, gave her a little kiss on the cheek, and everything was so sweet. And she had the porch light on, or her parents did, and she's just waving goodbye. I couldn't take my eyes off of her, but I made a right-hand turn, and I went down in a three-foot culvert with their new car.
Oh.
And just kept gassing it and had to go home and tell my parents about it. She never went out with me again.
Oh.
I don't know why.
That's weird.
Anyway, it didn't turn out too good.
Well, hey, Bill, you have a happy Valentine's Day, buddy.
You too.
All right,
man. Bill must have been an upstanding citizen for his parents to let them take their four-week-old car.
576-7798. Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright. I am Scott Parks on KMBZ. If I didn't have a girl in my life, I would ask you to be my Valentine.
You couldn't handle it, honey.
It's good.
You know it's good.
The one thing I will say about the bank robbery first date is that I just always want to take the opportunity to remind people when we read about stories like this where she picks him up, he gets in the car, he's like, hey, I need to swing by the bank. She waits out front. Mm. He was robbing the bank. She was arrested, Scott. I will remind everyone, $250,000 bond. She had no idea what he was up to. Charges against her were eventually dropped.
Kind of should have had an idea when he got into the car with $1,000 and a gun.
Back that up. She should have had an idea well before she ever decided to go on a date with this individual. There's been a lot of reporting on this story. He had an extensive criminal record. That record included convictions for larceny and domestic violence. So I will remind all of you, before you agree to meet someone that you have met on the internet or otherwise, after you swipe right, look them up. There are free public databases. You look this guy up, plug in his name, it will come back that he has felony convictions and not just one.
You know who did it right?
Who?
Karen Marxer.
She looked him up. 10 ways to Sunday. However, Carol was a reporter.
I know. But
and so she just automatically knew how to do it. It's not difficult. She was just used to doing it. And I think most people think, oh, he seems nice. On his profile, it doesn't say he's a bank robber.
But she
doesn't say he beats women.
But when they met at the restaurant, they met at the restaurant.
Yeah.
Applepick and Paul didn't pick her up.
You don't ever pick somebody up.
You don't pick
anyone.
No. He's stupid. Oh. Karen Marxer, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hello.
Happy Valentine's
Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you and Apple Pick and Paul.
Thank you.
Tell the world how you properly vet someone when you meet them online and later down the road you get married and have two kids and quit a radio job.
How you properly vet that person?
Mm-hmm.
You talk to them for a few weeks before you go on an actual first date, and then you call your parents very nervously going, oh, my God, what if I get murdered?
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, you have a fabulous, like, eight-hour first date.
Wait. You skipped a couple parts.
You're skipping over CaseNet.
You skipped over the CaseNet search.
Yeah, you got to search for everything you can possibly find background check-wise before you go on that first date, because otherwise you will get murdered.
That's right. You'll get stabbed in the gut.
Yeah, exactly.
And then did you pick Paul up at his house, or did he pick you up at your house?
No, there is no meeting. It's at each other's houses. It is a public place. And then there is definitely quite a bit of not going anywhere in the car together. Like,
right.
Cautious.
You know why? Because that's where you get murdered.
Exactly.
We're talking about the bank robbery first date, Kara, and how this could have been avoided. He had an extensive criminal record. When she picked him up.
That's an amateur right there. That's an amateur.
It really is. Be smart, people. Be smart.
Amen.
So you meet at the safe space at the Quick Trip, right? Where they got the adult with the arms around the kid picture, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to.
I feel like that's more for runaways, but...
I don't know that that's really a great first date place. I mean, hey, meet me at Quick Trip. That's, I don't know, doesn't say
it says safe space.
It does. Yep.
So
we miss you.
I miss you guys too.
Do you really?
I do. I haven't seen your faces in forever. Well, I saw Dana's recently, but I haven't seen your face in forever, Scott.
Well, it hasn't changed. It's still ugly.
We'll see you for the bowling bash. We'll reach out to you before the bowling bash.
Are you coming? Are you coming?
When is it?
I think it's in July.
We kicked it to the summer because it's just crazy right now.
Okay. Yeah, well, let me know.
Why? What are you going to be doing? Birthing another child?
Oh, God, no.
Okay.
No, two under three is bad enough right now, so.
Are you guys done?
Yeah.
Yeah,
some
they're done.
Personal questions.
No, they're done. We talked about this when she had number two.
Yeah. A week later, we were done.
Oh, he did the pea sack.
Old frozen peas.
Little snip snip.
Little snippy snippy snippy.
Uh-huh, yep.
All right, so we would like to personally invite you and Apple Picking Paul to the 4th annual Dana and Parks Bowling Bash sometime in July.
That'll be fantastic. I love it.
Thank I cannot wait. Yeah.
All right, we'll see you soon. We love you, kid. Be good.
Sounds good. Love you guys, too.
All right, be good. All right, goodbye. All right. Johnny in KCK, we got 1 minute. Go ahead.
Hi, Johnny.
Hi.
Hi, go ahead.
Hi.
Well, I don't know if my bad date lives up to, you know, police interventions and everything like that, but I did meet her online. We talked for a while. She seemed really nice. Cute picture and everything. And even though she lived in Topeka and I lived here in Kansas City, I drove all the way to Topeka to meet her. We met at the restaurant. She was about 200 pounds heavier than her photographs, and she brought a gay male friend along because she knew it was going to be a disaster.
Wow.
Yeah.
You got to be careful with those Topeka girls, Johnny.
I guess. We had dinner, and they ordered, and I ended up having to pay for both of them.
Oh.
And then they wanted to go out drinking. And I was like, okay, well, tell me where the bar is. I'll meet you guys there. They took off, and I headed straight back to KC.
I-70 East, baby.
No, I'm telling you.
It's west, by the way.
Yeah.
To KC from Topeka?
East. Oh, east, yeah, you're right. When she walked in 200 pounds heavier than you thought she would be, what was your first thought?
How quickly can I get back out of this? I mean, she was nice and all, but, you know, that wasn't what I saw first. What I saw first was her sitting there with another guy. And, you know, realizing that that was her and that she was much, much heavier. And then I sit down and, yeah, it was a zoo at a table.
What'd he say? A zoo at a table?
Happy Valentine's Day, Johnny.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.